The children are being ensnared with evil in the schools. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the first epistle of St. John the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 18 through 26, quote, "Dear children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have arisen. Whence do we know that it is the last hour? They have gone forth from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they surely would have continued with us. But they were to be made manifest that not one of them is of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you as to those who do not know the truth, but as to those who know it, because no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. No one who disowns the Son has the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If that abides in you, which you have heard from the beginning, you also abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has given us, the life everlasting. These things I have written to you concerning those who lead you astray." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on April 14, 1984. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, as Jesus looks around, he's motioning to Our Lady, and they are going across the sky now. Our Lady now has gone ahead of Jesus. He motioned, and I would believe he told her to go ahead first. And she's going across the sky and standing directly over the trees on our right side. Now Jesus is coming over, and now he's touching his lips like this. "My child and my children, I send to all who come to this sacred ground the grace of perseverance in the days ahead. I want you to remember, my children, always, that when the thorns come among the roses, you will say, 'My Jesus, my confidence.'" Now Jesus is turning to his right side and he's starting to float. That's the only way you can explain it. He floats across the sky like he's weightless. Yet Jesus and Our Lady look as real as you and I. Others have come to the shrine with Our Lady and Jesus, but they look different. They were sort of transparent, like St. Teresa and Pope John and all of them. They look transparent, but Jesus and Our Lady are just as solid and human-like as you and I. Now Jesus is motioning to Our Lady, and they're going across the sky now, and they're coming up just over the statue, high in the sky. They're moving up a little farther up over, so they're a little higher in the sky now, almost equal, I would say, to the last limb of the tree that's on our right side, the pine tree. Now our lady is looking up, and Jesus whispered something to her I couldn't hear. Now he's placing his first finger to his mouth. My child and my children, it is most urgent that you read and live the messages given by my mother from the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost and from me, her son. She gave to you her heart for all the past years of Earth's time. I want you now, my children, to understand and listen to my words, for soon they will be few and actions will start. There will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon your country and the nations of the world by Satan. Some say, my children, that he controls the world now. From looking in as a bystander, others may say, there is time, there is much time. But know, my children, that is a delusion. You do not have much time. One grain remains now in the hourglass. Your time is growing short. I must say to you now, from the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost, that we will not accept excuses coming from the human mentality of our priests, our bishops, and our cardinals. They look about askance at the message from heaven. Would they have accepted it better if we patted them on the backs and just went about lackadaisical, figuring that perhaps they will figure out what this message means in time? But they do not have this time. That is why, my child, we brought you tonight from your home and your bed, because the time is going very short. I could repeat over and over the message from heaven of the past years, but I say to you, murders abound, immorality abounds, all the immunisms of humanism, lesbianism, homosexuals roaming, children, the dear children, what will become of them? What kind of an example is being set in their homes? Parents who lack the light, how can they guide their children? Send them to schools? That will be no escape, for the children will be ensnared with evil. Oh, my mother told you many years ago, you were to bar your doors, for when your children left their homes, they would enter into a world that is now being guided by Satan to destroy your children. The only reason that this is taking place is because you could not understand, as a human being, the ways of heaven. They are not the earth ways or human ways. The Eternal Father has a plan for each life. However, in his merciful heart and his goodness, he gave you a free will to make your choice. When he placed Satan, the fallen angel, upon earth, and the others who fought with him to dethrone the Eternal Father, they left him upon earth, and with good heart and love, The Eternal Father created man and all his descendants upon earth to fight this evil one who sought to dethrone the Eternal Father. But what has happened now? Many have turned against me.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have an extraordinary book titled Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. It has the Bayside story, the great miracles and testimonies. It has the story of Veronica Lucan and her family. It has a summary of the Bayside prophecies, the coming great warning, great miracle, and great chastisement. It explains the Bible's prophecies about these last days. It has copies of miraculous pictures with explanation, a chapter on angels, and much more. This tremendous book costs $10 plus $3 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. This extraordinary book will give you peace of mind in these distressing times. Order it today. Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Send $10 plus $3 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. In the past week, the holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament grew by 364 for a grand total of 27,196 hours. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week for a year before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, just write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses apparition will be the greatest apparition ever in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I also ask that you pray that we will have many generous donors to help support Our Lady's prophecies on this program, These Last Days. Our Lady talked about a miraculous spring to be at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and it will be called the Lourdes of America. On August 14, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, "You will soon have a well. With this well, the waters will cure. When this well erupts, it will not be stopped by the clergy. You have reached the boundaries, and now my son will step in. The waters will not be capped. The waters will be given to the ill." Unquote. Let us all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on April 14, 1984. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is crying. Our Lady is crying very hard now. It's almost too heartbreaking to watch it. Now Jesus is touching his lips. "My child, I know how this touches the hearts of our loyal children. But I must warn the world, my child and my children, because only a few will be saved. But those few have just about been chosen, my children. I want you to know that no one, no man, woman, or child of conscionable age will be lost unless he follows the path of Satan willingly, with his eyes wide open but blind, his ears well and healthy but deafened, in a spiritual way. My child and my children, there are all manners of perversions now going on throughout your land and all the nations of the world. And why? Because too few pray enough. Too few are willing to make amends to the Eternal Father as victim souls. Too few care enough, thinking that life will go on eternal upon earth. Just remember, my children, each and every one of you has already had your name placed with all the members of heaven. We know what your fate will be, and we try to caution you. My child, suffering will be great upon the earth. Many shall be removed before the cataclysm. You must all pray for your bishops, your cardinals, and your pastors. It is like an illness among them now, going from one to the other. They will have to accept their fate, not to take themselves away from the church, my children. We do not want Satan to close the doors. You must remain in your parish and stand there as an example as you speak with the priests and the cardinals and the bishops. You must keep your courage up and bring forth as witnesses, disciples of the latter days. You must go forward and try to save your brothers, those in the clergy. So few do pray for the clergy. The general idea, my child, is that they have a special passport to heaven. But that is not true. Their temptations are far greater than yours. Therefore, they are to be pitied. For hell opened up would show unto you the numbers of mitres that have fallen in the past earth years. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Pray that the murders cease, the murder of the unborn. Pray that heaven will accept all of your prayers and your penances done with great heart for your priests, the clergy. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, like a worldwide chain of prayers. You will take your rosary and make it the leading point of your life. He who does not pray the rosary once, at least once, in their homes, he who refuses to accept penance when given it to them by the Eternal Father, not knowing perhaps the value of penance, he you must pray for. There are so many prayers to be given that we do not have enough, my children, to pray. The peoples, many are lukewarm. They come with great heart. They've heard the messages from heaven. But what do? They get carried away with earth's pleasures and the pleasures of the flesh. I want you to know now that that is what Satan relies on. They watch and they wait while you fall to sin. And sin is the pleasure of the flesh. And man has this battle to win. It is a stomping ground now for Satan, my children. You must always be on your guard. Let them call you fanatics. Let them try to break you down. There's only one thing to say to them. I have my eyes on heaven. Where do you cast yours? Now, my children, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. Remember, one rosary a day, at least, at least, I say, must be prayed in the home that is to be spared.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on April 14, 1984. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now I have a testimonial videotape. My name is Valerie Novak. I live in Massachusetts. I've been coming to the shrine since 1984. And I've used the rose petals many times, and I have seen many things here at the shrine. One day when Jesus was walking across, my friend said to me, "Look, look." She said she saw Jesus walking. And another time I was here, I asked for a sign, and I saw the crown of our Blessed Mother in beautiful lights. And when Jesus blesses us, I always see the blessing. I see the lights all around Veronica, and I see the lights going around the people that are gathered at the shrine. I fell down on the ice a few years ago, and I had a lot of pain in my right knee. One night, I had so much pain, I used a rose petal and rubbed it, and I smelt roses, and the pain went away, and I never had that pain in my knee again. I've used it on my arm. I had terrible pains in my arm, and I used it, and the pain went away. Last October, I fell off a ladder and broke my left arm, and the doctor didn't know whether to operate or not. But I used a rose petal, and I asked Jesus to help me. The next time the doctor took the x-ray, he said the bones are all lined up, and I didn't have to have surgery. And he wanted to operate now, but my arm is coming back, and I have refused it. I keep praying to our Lord and our Lady, and I pass the rose petals all around and the messages from here, because I believe in them, and I believe they are coming here, and I wish the world, too, to believe in the messages from our Lady of the Roses. That's the end of that videotape, and I have another videotape. My name is Mary Ann. I am at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine here in New York. I've been coming to the vigil now for about the last 10 years. I'd like to share with you an ordeal that hits home. I have 5 children who have been sexually abused and ritualistically abused by their father. Satanism is real. It's nothing to tamper with. The emotional scarring, let alone the physical damage that it causes, is innumerable. My children range from the ages of 2 to 9 when this had taken place. They are forced to participate in human sacrifice. They witness many babies sacrificed to the devil and forced to drink the blood. They've been urinated on and more disgusting things. Parents, I can tell you, check and recheck the people that are around your children, including your parents, their parents, teachers, friends, people whom you trust. Satanists don't look any different than you or I. They don't behave any differently when they're in public. I know this is true because my children have lived through this nightmare. It's one we're going to have to deal with for many years to come. And we've come here tonight to ask for a special healing. I haven't experienced what my children had, but I know the horror that I'm still going through. And I know that if it wasn't for the many graces that my children have received by attending the shrine, they wouldn't have lived to tell their story. And I know I wouldn't be here today either to tell you. My two-year-old spoke of one time when they were in the middle of a ritual. They had destroyed some sacramentals at that time and burnt them. And the devil appeared, and they had told her that the devil had come for her. And she started crying, "No, no." And she cried and cried, and Our Lady came to her. And when Our Lady appeared, the devil had to flee. And my daughter is only two. And she said that her and Our Lady sat, and they laughed at them. And Our Lady's son came, and they all laughed at how the devil had to flee. Now a two-year-old cannot make up a story like that. They don't have the capacity, unless they're experienced in it. And I believe her because I know what they've been through is real. Satanism is real. It's not just a horror story. It is our everyday life. It's in every level. It's in your schools. It's in your churches. It's in the physicians that we attend. Guard your children. Protect them. Know what they are doing. Know who they are with. And above all, put your trust in Our Lady and Our Lord. Have the children wear the sacramentals. If they fall off, replace them. Use holy water and pray daily rosaries. And all you can do is pray. It's by the grace of God that we'll overcome this insanity that's hit our world, because it's going to be the destruction of all our young. I don't know what else there is to say. But God bless all of you. Don't look for justice in this world, because it's not here, and you won't find it in a judicial system. You've got to put your trust in our Lord and our Lady, because they are the only way. They are our hope. Thank you, and God bless you. And that's the end of the videotape, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask Our Lady to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.